Paul, what did your group do to crank up the defensive intensity over the last two periods?
We did a good job on two fronts. We controlled the puck well. And when we had that control, we didn't force a whole lot and put ourselves in a difficult position to recover. So we didn't throw a lot of things into the middle. We didn't have any hope passes. So that when we had control of the puck, we were able to maintain some order when the possession changed. And then we were a pretty good gap, I think. We knocked an awful lot of pucks down. Copp's goal is a good example of it, where we were on the puck and had really efficient sticks.
You preach that next man up mentality all year long. What does it say about Jack Rossovic that he's able to not only just step in but also make a contribution right off the bat?
And Jack had played well for us. It says that Pascal Vincent earned his award this year. He does a marvelous job taking those young players, and so when they come to play for us, there isn't a lot in his head about where he's supposed to be on the ice positionally, real solid. And I think more importantly than all of it is, you know, Brian Little at center and Andrew Copp like playing with Roscoe. They have a lot of respect for his game. So I thought those two guys were very good as well. I mean, that's a big piece to any young player coming in, is the acceptance of the veteran players. Little and Copp were very good tonight.
Yeah, why'd you flip the wingers with those lines? Really,
it's top secret, Kenny. That kind of stuff, man. Sink ships.
Paul, you've seen Dustin Byfuglien play a lot of games for you. Where does tonight rank his performance?
You know what? He played an awful lot of games here this year. And so the physical component of it is different because it is for the entire team, both teams, right? Playoffs are different. But in terms of his processing of the game, a lot of really good offensive plays at the right time, really good defensive plays. He's played like that for a big chunk of the season. But if you're not scoring and you're used to, you know, some of the things that Dustin did, I think maybe, well, I know his game was underappreciated this year. He played very, very well for us. He didn't score, and that seemed to draw a lot of the concern, but his game was good.
How much is this a product of a guy who's won a cup and hasn't got back to this stage very often in his career and is now savoring seemingly every moment of it?
Cup or not, I think all veteran players on both teams, when you cross over the 30 mark, you know there is going to be an end in sight, and you appreciate all. And anybody who's been in the league for a long time, the change in routine is, I got to come up with a better word, but playoffs are a lot more fun, right? So a guy who loves the game loves coming to the rink. This is the great time of year for him.
Just a thought on Tyler Myers' goal. Have you seen that move from him this year?
Yeah, I have, actually. Tyler played really well away from the puck, and then he has that ability to... He's such a big man that you're, when you're checking him, you think you can shut him down. There's too much of him to have him get it all by you. But he's a pretty gifted man.
Paul, the fisticuffs at the end, that's as old as dirt in terms of NHL playoffs. What, annoying for you as the coach on the winning team to have to deal with that?
Well, everybody got out healthy. It's fine.
It took a 1-0 lead into the third period again, and it was a situation where the score might not have reflected the flow of play. What's the message like to hold on to that one maybe a little bit better than in game one?
No, but it's reflective of playoff hockey. It doesn't matter. You can go 10, 12 minutes, and the other team can play in your end, and if the score doesn't change, there's been no cost, right? So our game stayed, I thought, second period straight through to the third, very consistent. We had some breaks around the net. Their goaltender was good and was clean on a lot of the shots. Some of the difficult saves, nothing bad happened after. We couldn't get to the second puck. We couldn't because he steered it right or smothered it. So I didn't think we'd come off the hammer last game. I think the entire game, both teams forced some things they probably wouldn't had. You know, Patty's line of goals, a puck that went into the middle. The turnover that we couldn't hold the puck at the blue lines in the back of our net. We didn't have a lot of that in our game tonight.
And going back to Tyler Myers, that play, that sort of deke from a standstill on the blue line, it looks high risk, high reward, but he succeeds with it so often. How does it feel to watch?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I can't be drowned. I can hold my breath for a long time.